August 15th, the evening. Jesus says to me, only my mother knew everything about me, as regards to my time as a son in Nazareth, as a master and redeemer, and as the glorious risen one. For, through both my word and divine decision, Mary knew everything and partook of me. Moments of fatigue, sorrows, joys, and triumphs. Mary alone. The evangelists and apostles partially knew about this or that aspect of my life. And they did not know much, very little, about my mother. But you, my little Mary, my little John, you alone know all about me and Mary. You have lived through our lives, at our side. You have breathed the air of our house, of the house of Joachim, and then of Mary, of our Nazareth, of our whole Palestine. You have sniffed the smell of bread just baked by Mary, of the linen washed by her, of her virginal body and mine. You have smelled the scent of Mary Magdalene's palms, and of Lazarus's putrescence, and of the lamb and wine at the Paschal Supper, and of my blood shed in the Passion. You have counted our sighs and voices, and looks, acts, lessons, and miracles. You know more than the great John. Oh, my worshiping crucified one, this is what I wanted to give you by virtue of your long suffering. Perfect, complete knowledge of us, as saints and doctors did not possess it. But the times require an urgent response. Only a broad knowledge of me can save. And to the one who gave me all I have given also that many, through your sacrifice, which has obtained all from my love, may have life. Neither men nor hell can tear the treasure I have given you away from your spirit. It will help you to live and die, and gain a foretaste of the joy of heaven. Soul of mine, close your bodily eyes to the world surrounding and afflicting you, but open the eyes of your spirit, and always keep them open to the world I have clarified for you, my world. Exult and take joy in me as an infant. Admire and listen to the boy who is already a teacher. Disciple, listen to the word speaking to the multitudes. Rest on my heart, new John. Redden yourself with my blood. Weep over the agony of my mother, which bursts forth at last, after the heroic suffering on Calvary. You, at least, must understand that twofold agony as a mother, and as the first and perfect one among believers. No one understands. Only you, that have heard it and remember it, and hear and see the voices, tears, and sobs. Make reparation for the sorrow of Mary, taken into consideration too little, the company, redemptrix, with your understanding love. I ask you for this. For you to make reparation for the superficiality with which too many observe the passion of my mother. I ask you today, Feast of the Assumption. A day of Marian joy. But to have that joy Mary had to drink a chalice as bitter as mine, Mary, before being the Queen of Heaven, was a sea of sorrow. You are washed by my blood, and by the sea of Mary's weeping. And no one gives it a thought. Make reparation for the indifferent,